Hello, Symphony. Welcome to our morning devotionals. Every Friday, we go through a book of the Psalms. So today is Psalm chapter 15. O Lord, who shall sojourn in your tent? Who shall dwell on your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right and speaks truth in his heart, who does not slander with his tongue and does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend, in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord, who swears to his own hurt and does not change, who does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. He who does these things shall never be moved. Amen. Here, the psalmist David writes and contemplates what kind of person is able to sojourn in God's tent. Who is able to dwell on his holy hill? Notice how Psalm 15 is not a checklist of what one needs to do to be saved. The question is not, how can I gain salvation? But the questions rather point us to the relationship and intimacy that we can have with God. First, one of the qualities of one who is able to dwell with God is that he walks blamelessly and uprightly, does what is right, and speaks truth in his heart. To be blameless and upright means to obey God's commands while withholding from sin and temptation. To know what is right and to be able to speak truth in one's heart, one must be rooted in the Word of God. There is a rootedness here where even when tribulations and lies come, the truth is spoken over your own heart. This person is not hypocritical where he says one thing or does another, but he walks in the truth of what he says. Verse 3 says, this person does not slander with his tongue, does no evil to his neighbor, nor takes up a reproach against his friend. I'm reminded of James chapter 3 that says that the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. This is really vivid imagery, but it shows that what we say about others can either build up and edify them or completely damage not only them, but the body of Christ. Gossip stems from a place of insecurity and accusation. We must be alert to this and recognize that every person, no matter how broken and fallen they are, is made in the image of God. So the one who dwells with God is wise and loving, encouraging and uplifting with his tongue. A person who dwells with the Lord, as referenced in verse 4, is quick to stand against evil and quick to honor the godly who fear the Lord. With today's shift in culture, it's hard for most Christians to speak out because of fear of rejection or judgment, especially with tougher issues that society is wrestling with today. This goes back to verse 2 that says, this person knows evil from good. They don't just know it, but will actively stand for what is right. On the flip end, how well do we honor the godly who fear the Lord? While we do need to keep each other accountable, especially in leadership, it's easy to allow the culture of criticism to overbear all else. Verse 4 continues to say that this person swears to his own hurt and does not change. This means that their yeses are yeses and their noes are noes. This person is a person of commitment, faithfulness, and reliability. And verse 5 says a type of person who dwells with God does not put out his money at interest and does not take a bribe against the innocent. I don't think he means we cannot invest our money, but it's more about lending people money and charging an interest. The upright person will never abuse or exploit other people, especially those that are in need. And scripture teaches us and tells us that bribery against the innocent is wicked and that it will bring ruin to their households. This person is likely generous with his resources and trusts in God's economy and his abundant providence. Lastly, the psalm ends saying that he who does these things shall never be moved. Let's take some time to reflect today on all of these different aspects of the one who dwells with God. Ask God to highlight areas of difficulty for you and ask him to bring about transformation in that area of your life. Which verse really stands out to you this morning? And let's really pray through that and commit this day to him. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this psalm that just shows us what kind of person dwells in your holy hill and who dwells and sojourns in your tent. And we thank you, God, that these are not qualifiers for us to be with you, but it is it is an indication of us growing in intimacy with you, God. So help us to be a people that is blameless and upright, people who speaks truth in our hearts. We don't want to slander our neighbors with our tongue or take up a reproach against our friends. Help us, God, to honor those who fear the Lord and to stand up for what is right and to speak against evil. We pray, God, that our yeses would be yeses and our noes would be noes, and that we would not take advantage of those that are in need. That we would really be diligent in all of these areas. And we thank you, God, for your promise that whoever does these things shall never be moved. And so I pray that you allow the word of God to dwell in our hearts richly today, and that it would bring great transformation to our lives as we commit this day to you. Thank you, God. We love you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.